This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, my name's Robert and I'm from Yarraville.
Did you enjoy the screening this evening?
I did enjoy the screening and I didn't really learn anything new.
What would you say is the definition of family, Robert?
Family is whoever you choose to be your family, whether it be your biological or your chosen family.
Who's in your family, Robert, and what do they mean to you?
In my family is my mother, my four brothers and three sisters, as well as seven nieces and nephews and six grandnieces and nephews. They are a huge part of my life.
Why do you think it's important that councils like Moonee Valley celebrate this day?
It has to be a grassroots change that takes place for us to be accepted within society, and it's places like the councils that will begin that.
Hi, I'm Mellum Rose. I'm the Vice President of the Bisexual Alliance Victoria. I'm from Brunswick East, but originally from Moonee Valley.
Did you enjoy the screening of the movie tonight, and did you learn anything new by it?
I really did enjoy the movie. I didn't much learn anything new, except it's nice to see that there's a lot of love out there.
What would you say the definition of family is?
Family are the people who love me as I am. Some people say you don't choose your family, but I disagree. And there might be people who come into your life and you don't realise that they are your family until all of a sudden you realise how much they mean to you and how much they support you in who you are. And that's the most important thing in the world.
Who is in your family and what do they mean to you?
I have my partner, a lot of people from my community, and some close friends, and those are my family, and those are the most important people in my life. It's important to acknowledge the fact that there's still a lot of discrimination going through the communities, and as far as we've advanced and, you know, acknowledge where we've come from, it's also important to know how far we still have yet to go. By celebrating the steps that we've made, we also acknowledge the steps that we're planning on taking as well, and how we can best contribute to a better world.
I'm Ryan, I'm from Caroline Springs. The movie, I thought it was alright. The thing that I've never understood is why they don't legalise gay marriage. If they were to legalise gay marriage, there would be a boost in the wedding industry, which would be a boost to the economy. And the economy is something that they always complain about.
So from an economical point, apart from everything else, then it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's like that's one very big pro.
What would you say is the definition of family?
Loyalty, I reckon. It's not what's in your blood, it's what's in what loyalty is lying there. So pretty much you're not born with family, you grow with family.
So who do you consider the people to be your family, and why are they important to you?
I consider all my mates to be my family, because they've always hung around me, stuck by me through my tough situations and everything, and my mum's side of the family, because without them I wouldn't be here.
Okay, and why do you think that councils like Moonee Valley should celebrate days like this?
I think like they should go more than just Moonee Valley though, because there is literally nothing in Caroline Springs. I go from Caroline Springs to Melton to where I go, and that's pretty much the closest aside from Sunshine.
As in support groups?
Yeah. I can't find anything in Caroline Springs.
You might have to start one yourself.
I don't know. I'm not that good with that sort of stuff.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm from Travancore, which is near Flemington.
You can pretty much roll down the hill from here, right?
Yes. The movie was great, and one of the main things I learned is parenting is really hard for everyone.
What would you say the definition of family is?
This is the hardest part.
It is hard. I feel like love and connection and support.
So who would you consider to be the people that are in your family, and what do they mean to you?
Well, my parents and my siblings, definitely. And then I've also got library family. My professional sounds a bit like a cult, but it's a calling. And just really best friends.
And so you were also here last year for the Rainbow Stories in the Valley, and I asked you then why you think it's important for councils to be supporting Ida Hot. But refresh our memory, why do you think it's important for us to celebrate this day?
It's very important, like visibility is important, and it's good to challenge, it helps challenge discrimination.
My name's Elizabeth, I'm from Strathmore.
I loved the screening tonight. I didn't learn anything new per se, but I always love hearing other people's stories, so that was really nice.
What would you say the definition of family is?
Whatever you want it to be. I don't think there's a true definition. Blood or conformity doesn't actually count for anything.
Who are the people that make up your family and what do they mean to you?
This one, my boyfriend Matt. He's just really great and he's always there to talk to when my biological family are, you know, either doing my head in, or my work family are stressing me out, or my dance family are just too full on, or it's the people that are there for you. Why is it important? Geez, it's a huge encompassing thing, actually. I think it's, why is it important? Because it kind of tells people that phobias are not really phobias. You shouldn't be scared of anything. It's about inclusiveness and learning to love everybody.
Hi, I am Adrian and I work at Melton Youth Services, and we've brought along a group tonight from Melton, a group of young people.
Come a little distance.
Yes, we have, but it's a very important week. We had IDHOP celebrations at Melton Council, and this was just, we're joining in with the other youth workers that lead similar groups, so in the West, so it was really important that we keep up that connection, and yeah, tonight was just one of those events that was pretty important.
How did Melton celebrate the day today?
We celebrated on Tuesday with a lunchtime event with dancers, music, keynote speakers from the council coming, and some personal stories to share about their own experiences of LGBT members. We even had some members of the council share their own personal story and coming out, and how their experience has been in the workplace.
What would you say the definition of a family is?
I don't think you can really have one definition. It's about love and connection, and I think that's what was pretty evident today watching the movie as well.
And finally, why do you think it's important for councils like Melton or Moonee Valley to support and celebrate IDHOP?
I think essentially to acknowledge the day, what the day has represents in terms of, you know, removing the mental illness stigma attached to it, but also making LGBT members feel included and that they are part of the community, and it's really important that they're represented in the community.
My name's Jordan. I'm from Melton South.
Did you enjoy the screening tonight? And was there anything that took you by surprise, perhaps?
I guess the family in Fiji, how they had to keep it a bit secretive, but that would be understandable as different culture. Apart from that, not much.
Has it made you want to have kids? Not yet, anyway. What would you say is the definition of family?
I would probably say a mix between blood and friends. So any of those you consider close. My sisters, my mum, a few of my friends that have really been there for me.
And why do you think councils like Moonee Valley should support IDHOP, or IDHOBIT, or Idaho?
I think it would be a good thing for LGBT groups like this to come out and actually have places to go to every now and then, to actually, you know, come out openly and express who they are, themselves, you know, and be able to just get together. Something small like that just seems at least good enough.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.